This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
312-981-7200 is our phone number, 837 on this bright, sunny Sunday morning. Temperatures supposed to get up to around 60, and looks like above average temperatures all week, even though it looks like some rain coming midweek. And I'm hoping it'll dry off by the time I head out to Aurora on Thursday to help moderate this panel, Fixing Illinois Politics and Policy in the Prairie State, part of the Town Square series at Aurora University. And joining me to talk about that and other things is Tom Cross, the former Republican leader of the Illinois House. How are you, Tom?
I'm great. How are you?
Wow, you sound all awake and excited.
I'm great. I was at the gym earlier. I figured I had to work out before I came on with you. And the sun's out, and looks like it's going to be a great day.
Well, I'm glad you did. I hope you worked out for me as well.
Consider that done. Yeah, you don't have to work out today. It's done.
Yeah, I think, as I've told some friends, one of the stupidest questions I think ever asked at Tribune Tower was when a colleague who actually worked in the Middle East Bureau of the Tribune and came back to Chicago, and he asked me where the gym was at Tribune Tower. I know.
I've never seen one there.
Yeah, but there is one, but I sure wouldn't know where to find it. Tom, tell me exactly what I'm going to be doing on Thursday out at Aurora University.
Well, this is our first in what we call a Town Square series, and we want to have, you know, topical conversations on important issues of the day, both at the state and national level. And so, two guys, as you know, wrote a book, Jim Nolan and Tom Johnson, and they've got in there it was just issued in 2014 some ideas of how we reform Illinois. They're two guys that understand Springfield, have been around. Jim Nolan was in the House for a couple of terms, and Tom Johnson was the Director of Revenue, or Department of Revenue, and also President of the Taxpayers Federation of Illinois. So they have some substantive ideas. They're guys that understand the politics of Springfield, and it's timely in that, you know, we're going through this whole budget mess, as you well know. And they've got some. They're going to discuss some ideas. We thought that you would be the ideal person to moderate, and can also, of course, opine on some issues if you want to. So I think we have a great conversation. That we're going to have a great conversation Thursday night at Aurora University, and a very timely topic. So I think it's going to be a great night.
Well, and I think, you know, maybe the book is even more timely now than actually when Jim Nolan and Tom Johnson wrote it.
I think it is. I was thinking about being on your show. Is the problem for all legislators, and the public needs to know, there aren't any easy choices anymore. There are not going to be any tough choices. People are not going to leave Springfield whenever this happens, whenever there's some finality to the budget situation. In a happy state, legislators love to leave happy when they leave Springfield. But these guys lay out some ideas from redistricting, to changing the way we do redistricting from a reform standpoint, to, you know, taking on pensions and Medicaid, the size of government, things that frankly need to be discussed and have been discussed, but not necessarily acted on over the last few years or decades.
Well, and you know, they address some like third rail topics too in their recommendations. And speaking of ways to kind of change the tax system, frankly, ways to bring in revenue. They touch on the fact of how Illinois does not tax retirement benefits.
You look at, they've got that, and then they talk about the sales tax. Do you take the sales tax, for instance, and broaden it? We have a fairly, limited, I don't want to say limited, but there are other states that have broadened the services, if you will, that can be taxed. So things like that, I mean, even the governor, as a Republican, has talked about the need for additional revenue. So, yeah, it's very, very timely and very appropriate. And we have had a very, which to me is indicative of the what you're saying, that there's been a great response of people wanting to come. So I think these guys, it'll be thought-provoking. And with the three of you, and I think it will turn into, I believe, a very, very good night.
Well, I somehow I'm going to drag you on the stage as well, because I think you could provide some relevance into what's going on. Now, this is a free event, and for details, you can go to AU Arts and Ideas, one word, auartsandideas.com, or you can call 630-844-4924. And I mean, part of what's, I was actually hoping that with the timing of this, it was supposed to be the day after the first sit down of the governor and the four tops, the four legislative leaders. It was supposed to be the day after,
right?
The first time that these guys have sat down in a room together and talked. And now it was just announced yesterday, Speaker Madigan's father-in-law passed away. He was not going to be able to make this meeting on Wednesday, and he was going to send one of his top committee chairman to substitute. And the governor says, well, no, we all should be there, and out of respect to Speaker Madigan, we postponed the meeting of the governor and the four tops to December 1st. And I keep wondering why. I recognize, and this is not to not express any sympathy for the speaker's position, but why do we have to wait till December 1st? I mean, there are critical services and critical issues that need to be addressed. Why do we have to wait till December 1st? And I'm not asking you to speak on that on behalf of the governor, but I'm just troubled by that.
By the way, before I forget, this event is 7:30 Thursday night at Aurora University at Crimi Auditorium. So, thanks for the website. I do think it's going to be a great night. Look, I think it's the sooner we can address all these issues, obviously, the better. I think I'm of the mindset that this thing might not, you know, it could get settled the 1st of January. That's one of the theories, that, you know, people come back from the holidays, the Democrats need fewer votes to pass something, or the General Assembly needs fewer votes. I shouldn't say the Democrats. People will have filed their petitions. But then you're going into the primary season. It could be into March before it gets done. And I'm of the theory it could even potentially be into November after the next election. But people are truly being impacted. You're going to be at Aurora University Thursday night, and you'll find out, I suspect somebody from the audience will want to talk about the fact that the MAP program has not been funded, the Monetary Assistance Program for College Kids, and that impacts kids at Aurora and all the universities. So, yeah, it's very timely, there is a need to get this done, but I just think that we have two pretty strong individuals in the governor and the speaker, and I'm not so sure this is going to get done as quickly as people would like it to get done.
We're speaking to Tom Cross, former Illinois House Republican leader. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, and joining me on the phone is former Illinois House Republican leader Tom Cross. And we're talking about this event, the inaugural event in the Town Square Series at Aurora University at 7:30 on Thursday. It's a free event. The authors of Fixing Illinois and their four decades of expertise. And I don't want to get into how many decades I've got of expertise, or
we didn't put that on the flyer.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, appreciate it. So you can find more details at auartsandideas.com. Tom, before the break, we were talking about, you know, we've got Governor Rauner, we've got Speaker Madigan, two people very confident in where they're coming from on this. And I kind of wanted to ask you about, you know, you've dealt with Speaker Madigan before. But when we've done this kind of thing in the past, not that we've ever had this long without a budget, but we've basically been dealing with people who are creatures of government. And this was always kind of the unknown question when Governor Rauner was elected. You know, he's not a creature of government, of the institution of government. And, you know, that was frankly part of the reason he got elected. But, you know, is there also inherently in that a problem of not having that kind of institutional background?
Look, I think it can play both ways, and I think it can be a negative, but I think it can be a huge positive. And I think in the governor's mind right now, and I think I happen to agree with this, if you look over the last 10 years or 12, or someone could say 20 or 30, but let's just pick the last, you know, 5 to 10 years, we've been going down a road, at least from a budget standpoint, that hasn't worked. And we would pass budgets, and everybody knew in the building in Springfield, I'm sure the public paid that much attention, that the budgets weren't balanced. And so you've got the numbers on the budget. Obviously, the governor's got other issues that he wants to talk about from a structural standpoint on work-related items. But we've had to have this conversation. It's an uncomfortable conversation. It impacts people. It hurts people. I don't say that in any frivolous way, but I think the governor not being part of it and saying, we've got to make changes. And I think he also, the dynamic that I think is very real, I don't think he is, again, I don't think frivolous, I don't think he cares if he wins his next election. So you've got a unique individual in the governor's office who's willing to take on an institution and confront the issues that really, really need to be confronted. And he's got credibility by being a guy that has said, I know we need revenue, and I'm willing to do that. And not many Republican governors around the country are willing to say that. So, yeah, I think it plays both ways. But I think in this situation, we've got to do things differently. We cannot continue to spend money we don't have. And that's what's been going on.
Tom, we've got a question from a caller who asked about when we were talking about changing kind of the tax structure, about the possibility of lowering the tax rate and broadening the tax base. And I think that's kind of been part of the discussion, and certainly it'll be part of the discussion in that Fixing Illinois Town Square series of if you were to broaden the sales tax to include services, there's the potential of, you know, being able to adjust some tax rates.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's talking about. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think you could see, depending on what you included in the broadening, if you will, of the sales tax, I think you'd see some significant revenue increase. Look, I think it's been part of the discussion. He's been very clear about that. I don't know where ultimately this revenue stream, where they go, but it's going to be a component of an end of a final budget discussion. Look, none of these. Here's the other problem going on. You've got the whole issue of the speaker and the governor, two strong personalities. I said this, I think, at the beginning. There are no easy solutions. Legislators love to go home being able to say, I got more money for education. I did this. I did that. No one's going to do that when this thing is over. It's going to be a revenue increase. Probably in all likelihood, be a revenue increase. There are going to be some structural changes.
And there are going to be some cuts.
I was talking to Dennis Colton the other day. You know, Dennis, back in 2002, Governor Ryan calls that we're in overtime. I think you were there. We're in June. And Dennis worked for the governor. And the governor gives this speech to the General Assembly and really tears into him, saying, we've got to get this budget balanced. We're going to have some cuts. And forget about elections. And Dennis was with him, I think, probably wrote the speech. And after the speech of the General Assembly, where they weren't happy with what the governor said, he looked at Dennis and said, hey, where were the applause lines? There are not going to be any applause lines when this is all said and done. This is going to be very, very difficult. Some tough, tough decisions on a lot of fronts. And members of the General Assembly are going to make some tough votes that aren't going to please most people. And that's what's going on. I think that's part of this as well, in addition to this kind of epic struggle between the two guys on labor issues and business issues.
So you think it's partly a waiting game to get through filing for the filing period for the March ballot?
I think it's become that. I think it didn't have to start out that way, but once you got through the summer, then you had people saying, well, you know, whoa, we've got to circulate petitions and we've got primaries. Look, I think this thing, you know, barring a a catastrophe or a Chicago school meltdown with a strike or whatever, I think this thing could go on a while and even longer. Obviously, it's gone on a while. I think it could go on even longer.
Well, and I've told people, you know, given the extent that it's gone on now, I wouldn't be surprised to see Governor Rauner standing in the General Assembly delivering the 2017 fiscal year budget address, and we still don't have a fiscal year 2016 budget.
I totally agree with that. I think that potential is there. But look, I mean, the problem we have is that the General Assembly, you know, we don't have a budget, but there's because of court orders, there are, you know, the continuation of spending money we don't have is going on, and that's going to come to a head. I don't know when. It'll probably be spring, sometime in the spring. So you've got all these just financial issues that are ongoing that we really don't pay attention to, and one day someone may wake up and say, hey, we don't have any money to even make payroll. So that may drive the issue as well. But I think there's a distinct possibility, you're right about that, when he does the budget address, that we won't see one before that.
Well, we'll be talking a lot about this on Thursday over at Aurora University for the Town Square series. Tom Cross, former Illinois House Republican leader, thank you very much for joining me this morning, and I'll see you on Thursday.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for being part of our program at Aurora. Thanks. We'll see you Thursday.
We'll be back with more right after this.